talking about a sefer this morning, I had totally, it slipped my mind a little bit. But since someone asked about it, and I looked at what I had right here on my makom, so I figured we would talk about the following. Reb Chaim Heller. Chaim Heller put out an edition, his edition of the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos. Let me give a little bit of background and to explain a little bit of where things are. The Rambam wrote, we know Mishneh Torah, the Rambam wrote in Hebrew. But many of the Rambam's other works were written in Arabic. Sefer HaMitzvos was not written in Hebrew, it was written in Arabic. Rambam's Perush HaMishnah was written in Arabic. Mor Nevuchim was written in Arabic. Because when it comes to Gedolei HaRishonim in particular, and given the fact that we do not have a background in medieval Arabic, I think for understandable reasons as far as allocation of time. So being that that is the case, yet on the same hand, the Rambam is the Rambam, and we want to be able to understand Rambam, and many of his Sfarim are very, very important. As the Shatter often points out, Rambam Sefer Mitzvot seems to be the Hakdama to Rambam Mishneh Torah. That's why he begins every set of halachas, the Mishneh Torah, telling you which mitzvos you are fulfilling. And Sefer Mitzvot in general is very, very important to understand basics of mitzvos and what exactly is taking place. Because we want to understand Rambam Shita, and because we want to not only understand his Shita, but be able to be in many ways medayik in exactly the way the Rambam says things, so it's very important that we have particular kinds of translations, which are translations that we are going to be able to use and rely upon in a way which can be very helpful. There are a couple of different translations of, let's say, Mor Nevuchim into different, again, different theories of how to translate, different translations of Perush HaMishnah. There's the original one, which is in the back of our Gemaras. Rav Kapach did one, put out by my side, Rav Cook, HaMaor, different publishing house put out one a couple of years ago. It's very, very important. In order to do a good job translating it, one actually requires a variety of skills that make it a little bit challenging. Number one is a good understanding of medieval Arabic. That is not a language spoken as frequently. Number two, one requires a very good knowledge of Torah sources and a real sense of Torah expertise. Because sometimes if you're reading a mucker, and the more knowledgeable you are, especially when you're reading someone like Rambam, the more you can pick up on when Rambam is referencing in a very subtle way a pasuk, when Rambam is referring to a particular line in the Gemara, and when he's not. And there can be a degree of precision and appreciation for the meaning of precise words. It's one of the reasons why Reb Chaim Heller was one of the giants of early 20th century, was born in Europe, ended up actually in YU a little bit. Reb Chaim Heller was a massive Talmud Chacham, who I don't believe ever learned formally in a yeshiva. He ended up getting a doctorate and doing a lot of work in Tanakh, and he thought that for him, and it's like he was a real sort of genius in that sense, that for him, he could make a unique contribution. One of the things is by learning certain Semitic languages. He's one of the people that was able to challenge and defend orthodoxy from elements of biblical criticism. And in that sense, Chaim Heller had a background and studied Arabic. One of the things that he did, when he passed away, Salvechik gave a very famous hesped for him. The Rebbe looked up to him a lot. He was a very, very influential and very brilliant person. But one of the things he did was he put out an edition of Sefer HaMitzvos. So many of us may see that, let's say, the Frankel edition of Sefer HaMitzvos is wonderful. It has a lot of the standard Mefarshim on it. It has the Ramban on it. It has the Leif Sameach, Megillas Esther, the Kinas Sofrim. It has certain Tziyunim references to other Sfarim in the Frankel one. It also has in the back some, again, a little bit of which ordering based on the Parsha of where things are, etc. Has some Chuvas from Rabban and Rambam, or Habavli, etc. The Reb Chaim Heller edition does not have any of that. It does not have a Ramban. It does not have a Leif Sameach or Megillas Esther or most of the Mefarshim. It has Rambam with his translation of Rambam, as well as footnotes, which he added on to it. In learning Sefer HaMitzvos, so ordinarily one will learn from the more standard edition. But sometimes it becomes very important if you want to read Rambam to get very sort of precise hagdaras, where Chaim Heller's edition becomes very, very important. I'll give you what is one, I think the most famous example, where he has a ha'ara and a footnote about a translation, which many ways has massive implications. There is a stira that is asked by many Rishonim between the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvos and Mitzvah Aleph, as well as and what you have in Sefer HaMitzvos in Mitzvah Aleph and the beginning of Rambam Hilchos Yesod HaTorah, which is what exactly is the Mitzvah of Emuna? What exactly is the Mitzvah of Emuna? Is the Mitzvah of Emuna a Mitzvah of Yediyas Hashem? That's of Yediyah, of knowledge. That's what it sounds like in the beginning of in the beginning of Mishnah Torah. But in Sefer Mitzvot, the Rambam writes, Mitzvot Aseh, Laha'amin, to believe. The difference between Yediyah and Emunah may be significant. This is a question that Rav Shach asked the Brisker Rav in the beginning of Avi Ezri. Is it Yediyah or is it Emunah? Yediyah sounds like more of a proven kind of knowledge. You are Yodea, the presence of Ribbono Shel Olam. Laha'amin involves a degree of a little bit of a leap of faith sometimes, a degree of Emunah, which can't always be proven. At least many suggest that's how it works out. That's a stira which many ask. Why does this matter? Because Chaim Heller wrote in here the following observation. The stira is Yediyah in Mishnah Torah, Laha'amin in Sefer Mitzvos. Point out Chaim Heller that in the original Arabic, the word the Rambam used for Laha'amin was a word which is ambiguous and can mean either Emunah or Yediyah. Either Emunah or Yediyah. That in of itself may downplay a potential stira if maybe the Rambam really meant Yediyah in both places, and that's what it happens to be. The Rosh Lakedarka Bakodesh believes that the Rambam chose an intentionally ambiguous word that can mean both Emunah and Yediyah because of a particular take on the nature of Emunah, which is for a different time. But Chaim Heller's Rambam Sefer Mitzvot is certainly a good addition to be aware of. It is one that is, if you ever want to look into a mitzvah for real, so this is very, very helpful. If you look in the Mitzvah HaMelech, who put out a great edition of Sefer Mitzvot with a commentary on it, so he has sometimes some of the different gears to issues and translation points there also, but it's a very good Sefer to be aware of. A lot of it's the same as the regular translation. There are certain very, very core and important distinctions which can take place. Okay.